And welcome to our council meeting, business meeting for February 9th, 2022. Notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Here.
Councilwoman Hess.
Here.
Councilman Lankowski.
Here.
Councilwoman Patton.
Here.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Here.
President Randolph Sharpe.
Here.
Mayor.
Here. Approval of minutes for council meeting from January 5th and council meeting for executive session for January 26th, 2022. Entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
I'll abstain for the 5th and yes on the 26th.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe.
Yes.
Next up, entertain a motion for payment of bills, please.
Make a motion that the bills have been properly audited and signed, be approved for payment.
And a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe.
Yes.
The following reports have been filed and are available in their respective offices for review and will be included in the minutes. The tax collector's report, the sewer report, and the treasurer's report. Second reading, ordinance 2022-01, an ordinance amending chapter 242, record public access for the Borough of Lindenwall. Entertain a motion. Oh, I'm sorry. Open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments on regards to ordinance 2022-01. Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion that ordinance 2201 be adopted as read on second reading and published according to law.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe.
Yes.
Second reading, ordinance 2022-02, an ordinance amending chapter 150 fee schedule. At this time, I'll open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments regarding ordinance 2022-02. Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion for second reading ordinance 2022-02 be adopted as read and published according to law.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions? Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe.
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2022-03, amend chapter 46, police department, section 46-5, membership. Entertain a motion, please.
Make a motion for first reading ordinance 2203 be adopted as read on first reading, published according to law, posted in the Borough Hall, with the second reading being held at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe.
Yes.
First reading, ordinance 2022-04, repeal chapter 145, Article Environmental Commission. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion for first reading ordinance 2204 to be adopted as read on first reading, published according to law, posted at the Borough Hall, to be discussed at our next regularly scheduled meeting.
And a second, please.
Second.
Questions?
Yes.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DeDomenico.
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess.
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen.
Yes.
President Randolph Sharpe.
Yes.
Consent agenda. The items listed below are considered routine by the Borough of Lindenwall and will be acted upon in one motion. There are no formal discussions of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Entertain a motion for resolution 2277 through 79.
Make a motion for consent agenda items, resolution items 2022-77 through 79.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Dean Minico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randall Sharp?
Yes.
Resolution 2022-80, authorizing applications for programs, year 2022, community development block grant for the Borough of Lenoir with the County of Camden, State of New Jersey. Entertain a motion.
Make a resolution for, item 2022-80, block community grants.
And a second, please.
Second.
Any questions? Roll call.
Councilman Dean Minico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Lankowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Patton?
Yes.
Councilwoman Sinnen?
Yes.
President Randall Sharp?
Yes.
Engineers' report.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Update from our last report, we did authorize the team on Cooper Ave, so they should be starting the week. And we also confirmed the one for the PPP grant and will be getting active in that.
Thank you. Any questions? Has everybody had a chance to meet you yet?
No, thank you, I'm happy to be on my team.
Thank you, Matt. All right, open to council. Councilman Dean Minico.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Lenoir Police Department activity report for the month of January 2022. Total calls of service 2407, traffic accidents 31, community policing 258, traffic enforcement and stops 205, criminal complaints issued by officers 40, traffic summonses issued by officers 63, criminal complaints issued by citizens 15, traffic summonses issued by citizens 0, detective bureau investigations 36. That's all I have for the police department. I don't have anything at this time for fire.
Thank you. Councilwoman Hess?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Monthly report for Public Works. Tons of trash collected, 141. Tons of recycling, 81.7. Bulk items picked up, 141. Scrap metal picked up, 31. No concrete, no logs. Number of accidents, none. Number of zero, injuries, 0. Service calls, 69. Stoppages, 29. Emergency calls, 20. Markouts, 40. Pump station repairs, 8. Pump stations, Vector, 1. Laurel Springs, 3 service calls, 3 stoppages, 1 emergency call. That is all that I have. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Council President?
All right, I got a couple things here. First of all, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Black History Month. And I'll go over a few details about what happened in this day, on this day in Black history. But our report from the code department, we have 63 COs that were issued in January, 104, smoke inspections, 98 violations found, 58 written violations, 63 abatements, 2 tickets were written, 6 tickets, that were, taken care of in Zoom court. Well, actually, it's 15 tickets that were taken care of in Zoom court. 106, rental registrations were completed. 7 vehicles were tagged and removed by others, plus 3 were towed. 0 illegal clothing bin tags were made this month. 1 tractor trailer was tagged in town. 1 site found to be working without any permits. 0 businesses found to be working without any permits. 0 businesses opened with no approval. 1 dumpster on street with no approvals. And 5 sidewalk openings, for the inspection. And that was submitted by, our, supervisor in the code department, Wayne Hans. Also, I think someone, commented on the Channel 192. We have made some strides with the school due to COVID, you know, I mean, this is, you know, we're working with them. We have to be patient. If they're not there, they can't update the system. So, we're making strides for them to remove, some information and add some updated information, and for the borough as well. We're also working on the Welcome to Lindenwall package that will be going out with the inspectors when they do the COs for properties. There'll be a welcome packet that will give them information about the borough of Lindenwall, our website, our TV, our fire emergencies, our trash pickups, a welcome letter from the mayor and council, and hopefully we'll have some little clips in their pens or something like that to welcome them. I am meeting with our media liaison tomorrow about the website to talk about the tabbing and some software things that we need to get done on that as well. But I would like to say today, because it is Black History Month, and you know I'm a history person, so I looked up what happened on this day in history, and the poet Lawrence Dunbar passed away in this date back in 35. He was 33 years old. Leroy Satchel Paige, one of the great Negro League baseball players. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame on this date. And back in 1995, Bernard Harris became one of the first African Americans to take a spacewalk and the second on a space flight. And also on this day, which is very special, in 1965, Dr. Martin Luther King met with President Lyndon Johnson to discuss voting rights for African Americans in this country. So just thought I would share that. I like history. I hope you do too. And thank you very much.
Councilwoman Daskey.
Yes, for a reach out from the school board. The school play, it's The Wiz. It's going to be held at the end of March, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and on at 8 p.m. And on Saturday, there's also a 2 o'clock thing. And it's the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. And these kids are really good. I mean, it's really worthwhile to come out to see them. They're, you know, they're phenomenal. And I just want to go reach out to the police department. You know, my alarm went off the other day, and you know, we're worried about everything, and they took the time to go over to check the house out and went out of their way to call my wife to let her know that the house, and of course, the most important thing, the dog was okay sitting in the window. But I'd just like to say thank you to them.
Okay, thank you. Councilwoman Patton.
Thank you, Mayor. Regarding the library, as of now, Lindenwall Library is still the only library open in our area, so that's been very beneficial. Not only for our borough, but throughout the county. I believe the county system will open up Monday, but I just want to thank the library because they've done a lot as far as being available for people who otherwise wouldn't have the services. Please visit the library also for the craft of the month for children. There's a Valentine's Day craft. There's limited supply. Also, the tax forms for 2021 are now available in the library. And I want to give another final reminder, a public reminder to submit a volunteer application to participate as a public events committee person. For the benefit of time, we are going to go ahead and move forward with our first meeting within the next several days. But in the meantime, there is a limited supply of Valentine's Day soap crafts available for adults located in the library. So please visit the library for that. And thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Mayor. For senior service, the Camden County Snow Removal Program, I know that the borough has received several complaints that nobody came out to shovel and that nobody called them back. And I spoke to several people in the county, and it was due to a high call volume. They had over 700 calls throughout the county to come out and do it and remove the snow. They are going to revamp the program, and once those details are released, I will let everyone know what the new details will be. But currently, if it snows more than 4 inches, you call 856-783-4802, extension 5035, from 8 a.m. to 4:30 when the snow stops. That's the most important thing. If you call before the snow stops, they will not take your message. When you call, you need to leave your full name, your age, your full address, and your phone number. You have to be 65 or older with a disability. And the crews will come out during daylight hours from 9 to 2. They remove snow on your front sidewalk up to your door. They do not do driveways or your car. I do have some flyers with me if anybody needs the information on who to call. And then Health Department, at the last meeting, I told how you all could get a free COVID test from the government and the state of New Jersey. I ordered my test 2.5 weeks ago. You got yours? I still haven't gotten mine. So, okay. So it's good to hear that somebody got it. Also, with the mask, there was free masks that were going to pharmacies and Sam's Clubs and things like that. They did not get the mask on time, most of the stores. I know that Walgreens on the Black Horse Pike by 42, where the big Wawa is, they have the mask, and I picked them up there. You get 3 masks for free. They go around your head, so they kind of do slide a lot. If you have a big head, it's harder to fit. My fiance couldn't really get it on because he tried. And it just opens up underneath your chin, over your nose. You have to open those pieces up. So they're free, so they're good to have if you do need it. And here is our COVID update for this meeting. We have some good news, and we have some sad, bad news. We'll start with the bad news. The FDA announced today that there is a COVID rapid test in the United States. It is coming from South Korea from a company named SB BioCentral, and it is not tested in the U.S. to use. So the FDA, they haven't approved it, authorized it, or cleared it. So they're saying don't use it if you happen to come across one of those because it might not give you an accurate test. On Monday, Governor Murphy announced that the mask requirement inside schools and at daycares are going to be lifted come March 7th, and this is happening because Omicron's surge has dropped a lot. So this, as we all know, the last 23 months, I might announce something today, and tomorrow it changes, or in 3 weeks it changes, so hopefully this won't change. There are parents and some health officials who think it's a little premature, but obviously it's the same when they opened everything up and we could all go back out. It's up to how you feel. If you feel more comfortable with a mask, wear a mask. If you don't, then don't wear the mask. Governor Murphy was on MSNBC on Tuesday talking about the mask lifting in the schools, but he says that they're doing their best to manage the pandemic and not to declare a victory, but just to live a little more responsible, and that he feels that a 4-week runaway will drop in cases, hospitalization, school transition, vaccination are going up, so those are all good things. The CDC then has their own view, the director of the CDC. She's saying that we recommend you still wear a mask. COVID numbers are declining, which is encouraging, but she states that the guidance and follow the trends of the moment. So at one moment, the trends that we all see, they're up, they're down, and they change constantly. But she's saying that it's up to the governors about the mask. So they can't say if they're going to do it or not. Governor Murphy is also planning to extend the public health emergency for just 30 more days, which expires this month. And lastly, Camden County sent us out a bunch of flyers about COVID and how to stay safe. And it's just about how you can get your booster shot, about if you're positive or have symptoms, what to do, the COVID vaccine chart for people 5 or older. And if anybody wants copies of this, I have this also. So that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Well, there's a lot of states that are doing away with the mask mandate for school, so that's one good thing because the kids, I think the kids need it to see each other. All right, at this time I'm going to open the meeting to the public. Anyone from the public wishing to speak, please come to the microphone. Wait. Raise your hand and then come to the microphone after being called. And please keep it to 5 minutes. Diane, I'm sorry.
Diane Vettieri, 637 Fifth Avenue. Mayor, I mentioned this last at the last meeting, but I know you didn't answer me, but for decades, the trouble at the Arbor Room were always used as an excuse as to why we didn't or couldn't do many things other towns do to improve the quality of life. So now that you solved the Arborwood and have become a cash flow positive on that property, what's your big picture plans on how you're going to help Lindenwold stop being known as Little Camden?
Is that it? Anyone else in the public wish to speak? Yes.
Les Ingalls, 706 Cottage Avenue, Lindwell. My name's Les Engels. I'm a member of the Environmental Commission. I'm saddened and angered to hear of its planned dissolution. The members were given no advanced warning and were not told of, that this was even being considered. The lack of transparency is heinous, and, it shows a lack of knowledge in contemporary, environmental best practices and, policy. Having an environmental commission in a community such as Lindwell is beneficial to the municipality from the top to the very bottom. It's been studied and has been shown to be of the utmost importance to communities, especially to underserved communities such as Lindwell. It provides environmental education, which is vital to healthy community development. You plan to dissolve the commission due to budgetary concerns, yet the NJDEP Office of Environmental Justice has stated that the majority of Lindwell is considered an overburdened community. The impact of such communities are historically lightened by environmental education, green projects, and community-friendly green initiatives. While communities around us embrace sustainable projects and our natural resources that can benefit the communities, we're cutting off a commission and not fulfilling our committee and the possibilities that are there within it. All my time on the committee, we have not sought new members. We created a green team that does not follow the open membership model of other towns and not actively pursue opportunities to better the community other than seeking out the grant through Sustainable Jersey. Instead of dissolving the commission, we should reinvent it and find interested and invested people who care about Lindwell's green spaces and our sustainable future. Thank you.
Yes. I'd like to volunteer myself to be on the Environmental Commission, so for further review.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Okay, I was waiting. My name is Noelle Walters, and my residence is 307 Hill Ave, Lindenwald. I've been a resident, for over a year now. Luckily, I reached out on Facebook and found great people that were involved in the Environmental Commission, besides the people who I formerly spoke with in trying to get involved in your Environmental Commission. I originally reached out to Nancy DiDomenico. I had a horrible time trying to communicate with her in getting involved with the Environmental Commission. I spoke to a Tony. I understand Nancy and Tony are paid members of the Environmental Commission. So if there are any budgetary concerns with the Environmental Commission, maybe you should look to taking people off of the commission that are getting paid to do nothing. They are not involved in the community, as far as I'm concerned, with my personal experience and the experiences of others I spoke to in the community. So under Ordinance 2022-04, the Environmental Commission. Environmental commissions work on many issues all over the state. It's great. I see so many others out in New Jersey alone that do so much for their communities. So they work on many issues, including open space preservation, smart growth, wetlands and water resource protection, green infrastructure, recycling and litter, environmental cleanups, wildlife habitat, energy efficiency, conservation and transportation. Under New Jersey law, a municipality can pass an ordinance to establish an environmental commission composed of 5 to 7 residents who serve as volunteers, not paid. These people advise local governors to act as watchdogs for environmental opportunities and challenges. They inform elected officials that we pay for with our tax dollars. We serve on committees, we research issues, we develop educational programs, and advocate for sound environmental policies. Now, my question is, what, may I ask, is the budget impact? Why is the Environmental Commission being dissolved for that reason? And, so your Environmental Commission is made up of volunteers. Is there any reason why we are paying Nancy and Tony? They do nothing.
We have volunteers such as myself that are ready and willing to do the right thing for Lindenwold. The community needs better infrastructure. We need help with erosion control. We desperately need help with our invasive species problems, our feral cat problems. There's so many things that need help in this small township, man. Like, the people in our community need this. They need, we're a poor community in New Jersey. The least we could do for our people is give them a safe, happy, healthy place to live with no air pollution, with no water pollution. And you could do that by planting healthy plants, by raising awareness, by educating the public, by getting the schools and Girl Scout and Boy Scout troops involved. And this is really pathetic, and I am really disheartened and upset to be a member of the community of Lindenwold. And that's all.
Thank you. Anyone else in the public wishing to speak?
Evening, guys. Trevor Shaw, 805 North Cross Road. I'm going to start with a thank you to President Sharp for the update on the welcome packages and the welcome tab, as well as the updates forthcoming for Channel 192. Excited to hear about all of those. Looking forward to them as well. Second thing is for Councilwoman Sinan. Last meeting, you had mentioned something about the Apple tags. I'm not sure if that's the name of it or not, but we received a few calls about. So in your update, you were saying that a few people that I guess had them placed on their cars or whatnot, they received like a notice on their phone that they had one on them or whatever. So we got asked, like, is there a way you can, if you feel you have one on you or on your vehicle, is there a way you can do a scan? Or do you have to wait for some sort of announcement, or how does that work? And then the third thing is about the Environmental Commission, how does the dissolution affect your decades-long mission to become sustainable certified? And what happens now to the long-defunct Green Team and Clean Communities Team? Are we likely to finally see some action from those groups, or are they going to be dissolved as well? Thank you.
You've got to wait.
Anyone else in the public wishing to speak? Seeing none, close the meeting to the public, and open up to council. And council members want to answer the question.
On the air tags, Trevor, I can get you some information. My 21-year-old daughter knows how to work that stuff very well. And she actually was showing me, she had an air tag, and she was showing me how you could tell if it was on there. So I'll get you that information from her. Maybe she can write up something and give a walkthrough on how you can. I think you have to have an Apple phone, though, in order to do it. But there's a way, just like Find My earbuds or Find My whatever, it's the same kind of thing that notifies you. So I can get that information to you. Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah, so Trevor, when I was looking it up, the information for that, because I just saw it on a news story, and it's really scared me, thinking that someone could drop this AirTag in your purse, in your car, in anywhere, and you don't know it's there. I'm not sure. Cheryl will find out about, if it notifies other ways, but I do know it did say if you have an Android phone that there's a way that you'd be notified with that too, but I can send you that information because I don't have an iPhone, I have an Android, so I was like, well, what would happen to me if someone put it on somewhere? So, but it, for whoever wasn't here last meeting, it's just these people can follow you once they put that AirTag in your car, in your phone, in your car, in your purse, your coat, wherever. And they don't have to follow you home. They can watch your phone and find out where you're at and maybe come do something bad later. We just don't know. But I just put it out there because I didn't know how much the community knew about it.
But,
yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's a scary thing to think that someone's following you and you don't know it. And then all of a sudden your phone goes off and it's, what does this mean? Because a lot of people didn't know what it meant also. So that's why I thought I'd share it with the community. Okay? But I'll see what I can get for you.
Mm-hmm. I did want to add one thing, and I forgot to say it when it was my time. I read an article today that Little Tuna closed February 1st, and I just want to thank them for their commitment to Lindenwold. It's been a tough year for restaurants and things like that, and small business owners, and I wish them the best. I use them. It was a place where I used to take my clients in Haddonfield for lunch. I was happy when they came here and moved and things, and I'm going to miss their fried oyster sandwich. So I hope they do open up somewhere else, but I just want to thank them for their, you know, coming to Lindenwold and sticking it out and trying to grow their business here. So thank you, Lona Tuna.
Anyone else? All right. As far as the Environmental Commission, you're going to have another chance to speak on it at the second reading when we open to public during that promoting of it. But we're not saying we don't want people to come to us with ideas in regards to environmental works and things that you may want to do. But as far as we've been led to believe for the last umpteen years that this Environmental Commission's been in progress, they haven't accomplished anything. Just plant trees on Arbor Day or, you know, a couple of trees, but there's been nothing accomplished at all. So as far as we would like to believe, and as far as we are determining right now, instead of paying for an engineering firm that we have to pay for, and instead of paying for a full-time employee that's to, you know, be here for the meetings, we decided to eliminate it. But you can still come to us with ideas. You can still come to, you know, meetings and say, hey, we'd like to try this, we'd like to do that. I mean, you know, we can work it out somehow. But as far as anything else, you have one more chance to speak next month when we do a second reading. Okay? Thank you very much. Anyone entertain a motion for adjournment, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much, everyone.